As the nation grapples with tornadoes in Oklahoma and the bombing in Boston, Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill ponders God's contemplations. Or, to put it another way, most of us do at least a little browsing for God.
I wonder what God thinks. Most say it's a heart issue and a matter of faith. It is. But sometimes I'd like straight answers directly from upstairs. However one understands God, and there are many ways, I know I am not alone in wondering what's on his mind. We've seen so much violence and hatred and shooting and bombings recently that if I could speak for God, I would say that he must think we're very unhappy people or just gone bonkers or both. Writer Adam Gopnik, in his article in the New Yorker a few years ago, wrote that he, too, found the violence and unhappiness in the world troubling and wanted to know what God thought. He sought his answers by browsing the web, first looking, quote, at all the lesser things through which he, God, is said to reveal himself, unquote. They included the spiritual graces associated with God, like faith, charity, hope, and mercy. Hope turns up a blank page. Faith, a company slogan, and charity revealed a site for various relief enterprises. Jesus.com turned up a distasteful enterprise in Virginia. Mercy revealed a Catholic hospital network in Knoxville. And God.com was a complete dead end. Finally, by searching God.org, this message appeared. Coming soon, a site for all. Not much, Gopnik admits, but you start somewhere. Browsing for God, it's not unreasonable. People have sought God in every place imaginable, at the old camp meetings held for years near Crisfield, in ancient books, in still small voices, in a burning bush, in a wilderness, and much too infrequently in each other or in ourselves. Some preachers tell us just what God thinks. I'm skeptical. They're too sure of themselves and tell us that God will send us to hell if we don't watch out. We may be violent and angry people, but I don't think God is. When I was a child, Miss Brown, my Sunday school teacher, talked about saints. We asked her what they were like. She said they were like figures I'd see in my church's stained glass windows. The light shone through them. I recently read about the Dalai Lama and heard one of his speeches. He is an impish man with voracious curiosity. He likes science and is highly disciplined spiritually. You don't know what he'll say next. Much of what he says, if not inscrutable, can be very confusing. When one reporter asked the Dalai Lama what he does, he laughed and replied, "Nothing." Why do thousands of people of many faiths or no faith turn out to see a man who is hard to understand and doesn't do anything? It isn't what he says as much as how he says it. It's as if his heart is filled with kindness, forgiveness, generosity, and love. The things our own hearts yearn for, especially now with so much violence in the world. I can't tell you what God thinks, but I believe he likes the Dalai Lama and that he's glad the Dalai Lama is making his case to us for a better way of being in our world. On the Shore, George Merrill.